paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Shark Tank, everyone. Until it has a better name.
Condor Cave.
Condor Cave.
Newt Nest.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You know, the most ferocious of the
animals. Yeah.
Somebody said lion cage. Idiot Den.
Idiot Den is probably the closest so far.
Fancy inventors. All right. We just want to hear your idea for an invention. Some people have ideas for inventions, but it doesn't seem like they have the invention. Like one person wrote in and said, it'd be pretty big, but a tower that keeps clouds away for a 10-mile radius so that the winter isn't so gray.
Oh, boy.
So just a series of fans or something?
Something that affects climate.
Didn't that one guy say if you, like, whirl your hand around for long enough, it'll start, like, a tidal wave in the water and it'll change global warming?
Which one guy said this?
Remember that guy who had all the answers for global warming by just making the air spin faster?
Yeah.
That was like the guy who called into the TV station in Northeast Pennsylvania who said they never had twisters until they installed roundabouts.
Yeah.
He thought the tornadoes were being caused by roundabouts.
Yeah. A lot of answers.
Drive around them so fast, it gets all the winds swirling.
Brian, listening on 102.9 The Buzz in Nashville. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the Shark Tank. What is your invention idea?
Okay, my invention idea is, you know how embarrassing a fart is? Makes a lot of noise.
Yes.
So I came up with a fart spacer. So what it is, a couple latches, and you put them between your cheeks because that's what makes the noise. Then if you're in a meeting, you don't hear nothing.
It's a couple latches?
You just squeeze a little handle and it spreads out your butt cheeks a little?
Well, you know, there's like little dots, you know, with little grooves, and you just move it. You know, you just, you know, move it to the size you need it.
Oh, okay. So it's an adjustable cheek spacer?
See, right. I like the idea, Brian.
And dishwasher safe.
It's got to be dishwasher safe. Yeah,
you can't just say dishwasher safe. No, I like the idea.
You put them in the dishwasher, and then you just go ahead, and I think Spencer might like it. You know what I'm saying?
Like the store, not like just not a guy just named Spencer who has a fart problem.
Definitely Spencer's would like this, though, for sure.
I like the idea, but I feel like there needs to be, you know how they have those machines that can kind of predict when an earthquake is going to happen?
I think those are largely untrustable, but
yeah. I think you need something like that will be able to sense when it's coming. So it'll automatically open up.
I think what I'm hearing is we need therapy dogs trained to sense an oncoming fart, and then they would nudge the side of you where your fart separator button is.
They pull the lever.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not done.
It's coming, guys. I'm telling you, you're going to see me on one of them in commercials, and you're going to go, oh, my God,
I'm
telling you, that it's embarrassing. You're in the middle of a meeting.
You don't have to. Keep selling me, man. I'm in.
I can't stop farting in big meetings.
I'll give you $5,000 for 100% of the company.
I would take that, Brian. Take that deal.
Yeah,
take that deal, man. Steve just gave you $5,000 for an idea that's going to net zero.
Yeah. Because who wants this?
And then we're going to have to come up with a name, maybe Fart R Us or something like that. I don't know.
Fart R Us.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we might need to workshop the name a little farther.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. This is great. I wouldn't want to spend an entire day at the workplace with something in their butt.
Why don't we call it the SB Free instead of the SBD? SB Free. Silent but free.
There you go.
All right.
And dishwasher safe. Just think about it,
just
guys.
Keep saying that.
Yeah, I mean, everything's better if it's dishwasher safe.
Always silent, always safe.
Ooh.
What'd you call it? The BD?
SB Free.
The SB Free. Always silent, always safe.
That's a good tagline.
But
dishwasher friendly.
I don't really know what it looks like yet.
I envision like some kind of wedge-shaped thing.
Oh,
do you want to wear that?
No.
I'm envisioning like a hollow butt plug.
Oh, see, I was envisioning, you know, like the little, like when you open up a bottle of Coke and it's got like the little wrap around the very top and that little one that you can pull off from the seal, not the actual cap, but the little strip. I pictured that, and you're just supposed to put it right there.
I just don't think this is the scourge America thinks it might be. Ooh. I don't know. I mean, how often do we spend all these hours together in here? And when was the last time you heard one of us rip a big one?
I haven't.
No.
Well, no, Freebeer did the other day.
Okay, I'm going to modify I mean, Brian's idea.
It happens.
We're going to call it the fart snorkel. It actually gets inserted, and then you just have a snorkel, a tube that comes up at it, maybe like down your pant leg.
Yeah.
Because that kind of eliminates the flapping nature.
Ooh,
because
I like
nothing
that.
Is
oh,
gonna,
you could call it the poot pipe.
And then if the poot pipe, and then if you feel one coming on and there's someone you don't like, you could totally kick your leg up on the counter and just fire it into the
face. Just aim it. I mean, you can aim it. It's flexible.
Hey, suck on the poot All right. pipe, Janet.
Question, what happens if you're groundhogging though? You know, like
what is that?
You don't know what
like
that
a little,
is.
Oh, like you got
like
a head,
it's like
turtle head.
Like it's poking
yeah, a little
out
turtle
a
head.
Little bit.
So
well, now
what?
You've got a whole different issue. Unless it's really far in your keister, and then that'll just, I mean, it's going to plug up the poop pipe. But now it's got a place to go.
Because then you can't pucker up to hold it in.
Well, you can have a valve on the side. So in case somebody, if you know that there's an emergency, you can close that valve.
Someone came up with the perfect name. The farter parter. That's really good. That'll keep you from being involved in a murder dirter.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. So we're invested.
Warm air.
Yeah,
I'm going to invest all my money in that.
The fact that it's dishwasher safe, I just can't get over it.
Somebody, yeah, that's really handy.
Somebody said it's just when someone farts, it's going to sound like someone blowing into an old Coke bottle.
It is.
Yeah, that's cool.
And no one will be any of the wiser.
No one will ever know. Somebody will go, who's got a Coca-Cola?
I appreciate the effort, though, Kelly.
I tried.
Too big of an opening, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, too big of a gape.
It's just a gaping hole.
That thing is a super spreader. Ruben joins us. Ruben, what is your invention idea for our Shark Tank?
All right, so it's not so much an invention as it is a campaign.
A campaign?
What I want to do, yes. So what I want to do is I want to preach literacy to children through comic books. I work many jobs, but one of them is a mentor at an after-school program.
Yes.
At public schools, and I am shocked by how many children cannot read or have very high difficulty
like
levels of reading. Yeah. And
here's a picture book.
Well, comic books helped me learn to read when I was a kid, and so that's what I want to do for these kids this program.
I do think you're onto something because all of our dudes, when they learn to read, they would read comic books all day, even if it's like 600 pages, because they're like, yeah, there's not that many words on each page. Mm-hmm. But if you took all of those same words and put them in a much smaller book with no pictures, they were always looking at it going, boy, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. So I think there is something to that. Mm-hmm. Are you going to write and illustrate these?
Well, eventually I'd like to get to do that, but for right now I just need to, I have a library that I've built so far. I've got well over 1,000 books, and to bring them to the schools to let the kids read and then return, but develop a program where they can earn free comic books. And I've got plenty. I do need more, and I need the support. I need people to get a hold of Grand Rapids Public Schools, Wyoming Public Schools, whatever public school you can, and tell them to get the Comic Lit program in there. No, I'm in the midst of it right now. It just hit me on Friday, and I'm pushing this.
Oh, geez.
And I'm going for it. And
okay. Yeah, you're probably gonna have to develop it more before we go. Hey, public schools, reach out to this random guy with comic books.
He's got a collection since Friday.
He's looking for a way into your school.
Yeah. Okay, well,
when you say it that way, Hummings, it sounded dubious.
Yeah, it did.
Maybe get some pamphlets.
Yeah,
I like where your head is at in terms of getting kids to read. But yeah, you might need to cook it a little longer.
Chris in West Michigan. Hello, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'm reading your idea, and I love it. What is your invention idea?
Yeah, so anytime, you go to the grocery store or Myers or Walmart, you go inside, and most of the time you go into a parking lot and you hear a car alarm going off. Well, first of all, they all sound the same. And second of all, if it's your alarm that's going off, you have no idea it's yours because you're in the store. So why not just make the key fob vibrate in your pocket every time your alarm goes off?
Great idea.
Then you know it's yours, and you can go turn it off and make sure no one's breaking into your car.
That's a great. Yesterday at Oliver's flag football game, when we got there, there were two cars in the lot where, you know, you sit down with your keys in your pocket or in your purse or wherever you have them, mm-hmm. and all it takes is one thing at the wrong angle to hit that alarm button, mm-hmm. and now you don't know it's your car if you're way across the way. And, man, they were going off for most of the time where people were doing that. It's not a bad idea.
Instead, how about we just ban car alarms because nobody pays attention to them anyway?
That's also a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, but really,
a good plan.
But mm-hmm. one of those two things, Chris, make them happen. Mm-hmm. All right, these are good ideas so far. A lot of people aren't sure if the this text is that guy calling just reinventing picture books. I'm not sure about that.
I still like Poot Pipe.
Poot Pipe's got some legs, man. Mm-hmm. That thing is going. The Toot Tube. People are alternating names. So if you name it Poot Pipe, you know someone else is coming out with a toot tube just later, and you're going to be like, I don't even know which one was the original anymore.
Trademark them both.
Yep.
Toot tube.
Yeah.
You know what you do is you start the poot pipe, and you price that one at a premium rate, like really expensive. Like, well, that's good. We're a startup. Got to be expensive. And then you come out with the toot tube, same company. They don't know that, and you have that one at like 60% of the price, still overpriced.
Suckers.
And then people are like, I'm getting the cheaper version, the toot tube. And everybody's like, oh, Poot Pipe's better. And you're like, ha-ha, suckers, it's the same thing. Just the way they do it with cars.
Yeah, and everything else. Different models. Yeah, you know, and you make them out of finer materials.
Yep.
Grocery stores trick you like that. That grocery store brand, same exact thing. They just pay to put their label over it. Mm-hmm. All they do, it's a trick.
Let's see. This is Ron. Hello, Ron.
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 Hello.
Hello, Ron. What is your invention idea for our Shark Tank?
It's a laundry basket, but it opens up like a pair of tongs, so you can just scoop up a pile of laundry, and I have an attachment so that, like, say you're upstairs, your kids got a room upstairs, they don't feel like throwing their laundry down to you. Mm-hmm. It would be a telescoping, like, laundry chute that attaches to the basket where they just throw the laundry down the chute instead of...
Where does the chute go? Down the stairs?
Yeah.
Sounds like you invented a laundry chute.
That isn't a straight line.
That doesn't work because it's on an angle.
It sounds like a self-clogging laundry chute.
No, this is a great idea.
What about, how could I use that where most of our kids' bedrooms are in the basement? Would the laundry chute have an anti-gravity feature?
If only.
Yeah, like a bank tube.
Yes. Oh, now we're talking. Did you invent a vacuum-packed bank tube? Two-way? Oh,
it's
that'd be great.
It's not just a laundry chute, though. It's not just a laundry chute.
Oh, what else is it?
I'm just sitting here with a multiple feature.
Oh, okay.
All right, yeah.
You could use it for anything, like throwing garbage out of a third story when you're remodeling a home. Those exist.
Well, of course, if you want to get creative, yeah.
Now, tell me about this scoop. So it's a laundry basket.
Yeah, I didn't get that part.
It telescopes up, so it's got giant handles.
Okay, so it's like an old school, like a giant shovel.
No, the chute would telescope. It just acts like a scoop. Like, it's a laundry basket, but you'd open it up, and it would...
How does it open?
Like a pair of scissors.
Like at the bottom, it does.
So you squeeze the top and that opens them, and then when you unsqueeze them, the bottom claws it upward.
Yeah.
This text, guys. Ron is just Todd with three letters. I don't know what that means, but that person doesn't approve of your idea, Ron. Thank you.
What
is that good?
I don't think so.
That doesn't really.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.